It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poet. And tonight we're talking about experience versus trial and error. But before we get into the show, I want to go ahead and bless the show, as we always do, right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together collectively as a community to express our thoughts as it impacts this industry of music. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear and every mind that is tuned and locked and loaded to the program, that they can get from resources from here, get knowledge from here, and be able to return it back into the marketplace. For as long as they respectfully know who has given them the gift, and that's you, Lord. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about experience versus trial and error. Well, we here at Hip Hop National, we can't claim that we know everything. We don't have all the ducks in a row ourselves. So we reach out to resources that have actually have made it into this industry, so we could bring that to the forefront for our listeners. We are a system, a knowledge-based system, where we actually pull from the experience of people who have been in this business at times. And so we do it to give it to you up front and personal right here on the program. And that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about trial and error versus experience. It's sometimes it's good to lean towards the people who have done things and done big things in the industry. It's a good thing to be able to pull back from those resources instead of going through the trials in the era of making mistakes. Not saying that some things that you are going to do are not going to be trial and error, because some things are new, creative, and innovative. And that's where it takes the entrepreneur mindset to actually venture those grounds. And then someone has to do it first. But for the things that is in general, you want to be able to draw from other people's experience, so you won't have to get hit across the head unnecessarily. That's what we'll be talking about tonight. And I got my boy Raw Dog right here on my side. Raw Dog, welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, good evening. I think you've got a good subject pick tonight. I heard you say the word entrepreneur, but I don't know if that's the right title to put on someone that is an innovator, a creator, an artist, a pioneer.
I can't say that's the only title, but it's an additional title. I wouldn't say it's the only title, because the pioneer, the innovator, the creator, those are definitely different levels of the process of navigating your way through it. But it takes an entrepreneur mindset to actually take action and make it happen.
Uh-oh, I'm going to send you to Google.
Disagree?
I'm going to send you to Google. You know why?
Let me go to Google.
And one of us will Google it, and it will come out in the show, right or wrong. Will you beat me to it? I don't think so. But, I'm going to say this.
Go for it. This dude already at war with me.
We out on the same battlefield. You just have one way of going about it, and I have another way. And that's okay, because if we accomplish the mission and educate these young folks, and we get some artists just going to the top, that we have achieved our goal. You see what I'm saying? So, hey, it's a battle going in the same direction. But sometimes you confuse me. Entrepreneur, okay. I thought that was an investor, a wise-minded individual who dabbles in different directions within different commodities.
That's what you looked up, right?
Well, I always, you know, hey, not what I looked up, but my understanding of the word entrepreneur.
You understand. Okay.
He Googled it, and his medicine's kicking in, and he realized that ain't the right word, entrepreneur.
Okay.
Because guess what? That was trial, and guess what? You earned.
And that was trial. Okay. Now let's go. Right here, I'm on Wikipedia at the moment. Okay?
I know you are. I hear your brain.
Entrepreneur is the process of starting a business or an organization. The entrepreneur chooses, develops a business model, acquires the human and other required resources, and is fully responsible for its success or failure. Entrepreneurs operate within an entrepreneur ecosystem. Okay.
He's still trying to make wrong in the right.
No.
It didn't say anything about the arts or creativity or anything like that.
Please listen. In recent years, entrepreneurs has been extended from its origin in business to include social and political activity. Entrepreneurs within an existing firm or large organization has been referred to as intrapreneurship and may include corporate ventures where large entities spin off subsidiaries and organizations. Don't get me wrong, Raw Dog. As a music artist and then a record label and you becoming the CEO of that label, you are an entrepreneur.
You're still trying to make wrong get the right, yeah.
No. This is where standing right here. Entrepreneurs are leaders.
And I'll tell you why.
Willing to take risks. Listen, entrepreneurs are leaders willing to take risks and exercise initiative, taking advantage of market opportunities by planning, organizing, and employing resources.
Okay, now when you say market, you're talking about a product which the public is in need of. You're not talking about a wish list and hoping that there is a market for it.
We can argue for days on this, but an entrepreneur, let me tell you something. Those who decide that they're going to go as the record label and not seek a record deal, and they're going as an independent, they are taking on an entrepreneur avenue of going into business.
Ooh. Okay, you're not going to win.
Entrepreneurs, therefore, are leaders willing to take a risk and exercise initiative.
Dealing with the artist,
organizing and employing resources. Say it again.
Well, you know, getting into the point of how that would fit into the music and the artist, and you say that their own label and what have you. All right. Well, I guess maybe in the vaguest sense, you could say he's an entrepreneur, but I would say that he's a craftsman. He's an individual that buys the tools for the trade that he's going to be dealing in. So when you say an entrepreneur, I will let it ride. You're trying to make wrong into right, and you stretched it so that it fits. So we'll let it fit. You did a very good job of that. I'm so proud. But let me say this to you. You know, in this industry, we talk about experience, and we talk about, you know, the trial and what have you side of it. And experience is only the manifest of tries that have been performed. Now, you can have a list of things that were tried that didn't formulate and come out as you thought they might, and then you have other, you know, things that you've done that came out right, you know. So when we say experience, well, you know, you can save yourself some heartbreak and what have you by experience being passed on from those that have been there so you don't make a mistake or you go to the right doorway to see if you can't get or achieve the goal that you're trying to, either a musician or a rapper or a singer or what have you. So I can understand that side of being mentored and by someone that's already been there. You know, so I think that, you know, how do they say it? It's the easy way or the hard way. You can learn it the easy way or the hard way. You can either go to college and get the degree, or, you know, you can sit around and try the word of mouth and see if you have, you know, all the knowledge that's necessary for you to achieve to become a lawyer, for an example. You see, you know, you can – there's the hard way and there's the easy way. And I think through those that have the experience and passing on the wisdom, that is a helper. But then, you know, hey, the music industry is kind of funny because, you know, you have to figure out who to trust, you know. And I think that becomes part of the issue with a lot of artists because they don't know. They don't know who to trust. There's a lot of, you know, people that claim to have been or that are in the business that claim they are, that are just trying to take advantage of those that don't know, and it's a money thing. So, you know, it's a hard path to walk. What do you think about that?
Well, I most definitely agree that it's a very hard path to walk, but it's a lot involved, and you got to admit that it's a lot involved. See, your approach was you're doing a recording studio. You set up a recording studio where others can actually come in and use your facility. And then in perspective, you have set it up so you can create an income for your facility, whereas you get a return on your investment. Am I correct?
Well, you can look at it like that, but I built it out of the comfort of being able to do what I love at any minute in the day. You know, see, that's the same way as someone. Now you got to think about this. It's the same way as anyone else in the business. Some people sing in the shower. They sing in church. They sing on corners with the hat out. There are the guitar players that play on street corners. They fall asleep with their guitar. So you have it's about the passion of the creation and the point. I you know, how many lines can you sing? How many beautiful chords and instrumentals can you learn? And once you've played it, the wind carries it away, and you can never hear it again unless you play it. So that was why I created a studio, because, man, I played thousands of lines. The groups that I had, there were moments of excellence. I mean, you know, they would surpass their best, but it went out in the
wind. I want to know this. So when you set up your studio, you really didn't set up your studio to conduct business.
No.
Okay.
No, I did it for self. Because
okay.
You see,
then,
first,
you don't conduct business out of that studio.
Well, I do, yeah. But
oh, okay.
it wasn't created, you know.
That's what I want to talk about.
Investment. Now, see, now here it goes. Putting together the studio was one of the hardest decision factors because I didn't go to someone to train me.
So your experience for setting me, this is where I'm going, though. I wanted to go there for a reason. The reason why I wanted to go down the Yellow Brick Road is to see where it started to kick in. It would be the trial or error, or you drew from experience so you can do this thing.
See what you're doing. You're very smart. Boy, your medication did kick in on time.
Of course.
You go.
Of course. Okay.
I'm proud of you.
I wanted to hear from you. I wanted to know where did you drew from to actually put this thing together? Because let me tell you something, man. I have been dealing with trial and error. And that's
okay, and guess what? We
and
all
some of
do.
It I don't have to because I got raw dog.
Oh, Lord. Let me hang on to the back of the truck because I think we're going for a ride. But you know what? You're right. And when I started, and I guess that's the basis for anybody until they get some training from someone that is the teacher.
You need a mentor. Rather, yeah. You need a mentor. You shouldn't go at this alone because it's not necessary. Somebody's done it before. Caller, 407-796. Please state your name and where you're calling in from.
My name's DJ Marathon, and I'm calling in from Orlando, Florida.
DJ Marathon, what is in the house? Welcome to Hip Hop.
How you doing, brother? God bless both of you, man.
Hey, God bless you.
Thank you. You know, I've been in the business for about 15 years, and I've had more trial. Well, I should say I've had more error than anything. I've learned a lot through my errors. Unfortunately, I had to go through those errors to learn a lot. Like the guest, I owned my own studio for several years. I went in it with the passion that I do music and I'm a recording artist. But I wanted a place I can actually step into when I'm feeling the vibe. And I winded up setting it up like a business. I had to, so it can sustain itself. So I too, I had to really learn a business model that the music business is just a business. The music is the passion. But without having a structure around it, I didn't find my music fulfilling me the way it should, because I play music and I do music, but the best feeling in the world is to get it to people. And I wasn't able to get it to people. So I thought by owning a studio, I can do this. And by owning a studio, I had to involve so many other skills. And thank God he's given me the skills to do a certain amount of things. But, you know, once we're a creative soul, which we are as musicians, we can take those type of creativity and put them in a business module. And so I found myself being an entrepreneur. Oddly enough, the more I worked in the business structure, the less creative I felt in my music. So I had to pull back and stop and for me to do an album or for me to do anything creative, write a couple songs to get publishing. I had to actually pull away from the business and go into my little silent place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I learned a lot because with the heart, like us musicians, we want to work with people. And it's really hard. And my error was I was always open to just record people, and I didn't treat it like a business. And because I didn't treat it like a business, it cost me a lot of money, and I had to let go of the studio. And that was my error. I never treated it truly like a business, although it started that and we had a couple $100,000 invested into it. I never really treated it like a business because I went in there with the mind of an artist. You know what I mean? I was like, we're going to drop an album. If I can build this business, I can have the state-of-the-art studio without having paying studio time, and I can allow the hours to pay for the studio time. I can record people, learn from them, bring in some engineers, and then I would have everything to my accessibility. I can be able to come in here whenever. But because I didn't have the mind frame of a businessman completely, I was in it for the passion, not for the money, you know, I had to step away from it and take a big loss as far as a business structure is concerned. So I learned through error and through those trials that if we go into something like that, right now I'm in a business venture right now with a radio station, that I have to treat, I got to kind of set myself back away from the creative end. So there's some truth to being an entrepreneur, but it's really hard to weigh that out because you're either a musician completely or you're an entrepreneur completely. It's really hard to be both. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's what I was trying to explain to Poetic when he made the statement and he classified the artist, the musician, the one that has the passion of creativity, he called them an entrepreneur. And, you know, it's funny because you gave it two sides, and I like that. You said, okay, I had to run the studio as a business, and my passion and the artist side of me, you had to put it to the side because it became overwhelming to do the studio and keep it going that, you know, you're hustling, you know. What you saying, Poetic?
Well, I will not give the artist a title of saying entrepreneur because I think that's misunderstood. They don't have that title of being an entrepreneur. That's where we want to lead them so they can get themselves prepared to actually get into this game. Like he was saying, it takes the mindset of the doing the business. We get into this thing as artists. We get into this with our passion and our desire. But in order to get funds out of it, you have to start thinking of the business side of things. If you don't start thinking about the business side, no, you don't own the title of entrepreneur.
Well, see, but there's the whole point. Let me explain this to you because let's put this under a microscope just a little bit better. Now,
when
I built my studio for myself, okay, never with the thinking I'm going to bring people in, because time-wise, I wasn't going to give up the time because I've already dealt with the heads out there to realize that it's a push and a pull. If they're paying, I got to do what they want to do. If I'm the one that's producing them, I have the full control. But you have an individual mind that comes through the door that sometimes it's not worth the fight to do what the passion has me doing. See, you know, I'm older, so my tolerance and my control, I own my own airplane, which is my studio. I don't I don't have to count on an engineer because I took the time, like he said, the trial and error of learning how to do it. Now, I bought all the toys so I could do it all, and if I call a friend from being in the music industry and I say, hey, I need the guitar, I need your guitar, I need some tracks from you. They come, it's a smile, we laugh, we talk, they're gone. Okay? Control,
you know,
terrible thing when you don't have to feed your investment. You know, I mean, I understand what he said. I'm not criticizing him, but he went big, and big can drown you because it's not always. Well, see what happened when you go big. Everything that you get big is not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the funny part. When you see studios and what have you, and you see this big old board and you see all of this outboard equipment, it's not necessary.
And, you know, I like to weigh in on that because I did go big because I didn't know. I went in with talent. I was a rapper, and everyone wanted to do business with me from record labels to locals. And I was getting paid, and I figured I can do it because I didn't know much. So I spent a lot of money on what looks good. And when I got involved, I realized people were just recording on Pro Tools at home. They weren't using my studio. They were making records. I'm talking about they were with Atlantic Records at the time and with Def Jam. And I'm like, wait, these guys are recording on laptops on tour. What am I doing? And I found myself in a position where I spent a lot of energy being the businessman and not being the artist. And I had to pull away, and I've actually got signed to Def Jam when I pulled away. I was getting the publishing when I pulled away from that mindset. But, you know, the thing I can take away from it now is that I have a lot of experience through the error and the trials. I have a new experience when it comes to other ventures in my life. But when I look at that point in period, I should have just listened to the simplicity of what my friends were telling me, was like, focus on your art, focus on your music. It would have been more cost efficient for me to just come up with the investment, go to a studio, as he said, let me just pay these artists to be on my album. Let's put the money in the right place. And in a simple way, become a businessman like that instead of getting the hardware, spend more on the software, you know, more on the talent. Let's look at a way that we can create some funds or some investors to come in, and let's spend our energy on that instead of trying to be the businessman. Because I got caught up with advertisements, yellow page advertisements. I mean, the simple things that became huge, the rent, the overhead, getting in, like people calling out, and I have to go in there and actually work after touring and go work with clients that I just didn't want to work with. I mean, they just were not good, but they're paying the bills. And I got caught up doing all this stuff. And so I wanted to be the entrepreneur, and I think I would have been pretty good at just sticking at that. But I had a fire burning inside me that said, man, I just want to do music. And it was really hard for me to feel like I failed in that studio. But I just had to give it up. And I winded up leaving the city of Orlando and went to Miami. And I just went to Miami with one mindset. I need to put that energy into making my album. You know, and at the time I wasn't a Christian, so I was just trying to get into nightclubs. I was just trying to get into the radio station. And I was rolling with Pitbull, and I saw what he was doing. He was going into these places and handing out CDs and just really hungry, going to the radio station, giving them drops and freestyles. And he had no studio. And look at him now. You know what I mean? He had no investment like that. His entrepreneurship was his development. He really invested in his music, and he invested in meeting the right people, because that's what it kind of takes. You got to know somebody that knows somebody, you know what I mean, willing to invest into you. But when you're stuck up in a business, you know what I mean, when you're stuck paying bills, you become everyone else's man. You know what I mean? And it's really hard. I mean, that's just from my experience. You know what I mean?
But you know what? You did say one thing that gave me an insight. When I said you went too big, and then you said software. You know, the funny part about this recording industry now is that they have come a long way with software. And you can do things that, you know, $200,000 studios can do if you buy the right computer, the right interface. And, you know, it's funny because it took studying the new advancements that were coming out and the crosstalk from people that were trying to do the same thing that you were trying to do, you know, such as if you buy a PC, back in the day, the problem was latency. And once the hard drive would build up with the songs and what have you, they'd start to slow down. And, you know, and if you didn't know, you could have made a little about the same investment, because Macs were running the same as PCs years ago. And you could have bought a Mac, which was the tool for work. But see, you had to study to figure that one out. It wasn't something that people would tell you. It was something that, all you got to do is have a PC and you can start a studio. You can build it up, you know. And you start to realize that back then, you say 15 years ago, computers were proprietary, which means you just couldn't get the next advanced something because they were hardwired, you know. And so here you are stuck, and all of a sudden here comes this music revolution of new software interfaces and all these things. And, yeah, I wanted a studio 20 years ago, and I remember looking into the investment, and they wanted $250,000, $300,000 so you could have a studio, you know, and that's what they were going at. And I couldn't touch it because I didn't want to get out there and find myself having to cover the overhead and the repo man at the door trying to take the equipment back.
Yeah. Well, Rondell, guess what time it is, Rondell? Guess what time it is?
Your medication kicked in. Glory be to the happy dance.
Yes, man. Yes, it has. Right on. We getting ready to go to a quick break. DJ Marathon, stay with us, man. You are insight. You're an insightful brother, man. I'm enjoying the conversation you having here.
And man, God is good, brother. Thank you for the invite. I saw it, and you know, I've been following you for years, brother. I'm really thankful that this is an outlet for us, and we've learned a lot on this show. So thank you.
Wow. I'm glad to hear that, man. I'm glad to hear that. For other callers that is calling in too, and those who are listening by computer or anything, please call in at 213-559-2995. Again, it's 213-559-2995. Also, press the number 1. That let us know that you want to get engaged in the topic also. Meanwhile, we'll be right back. We're talking about experience versus trial and error. We had DJ Marathon, and I got my boy Raw Dog on the side with me, and I'm talking about, man, these guys are going in. They're going in, and they're going in hard. I love it. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
This is Honey Jacks from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You are listening to HipHopNationalRadio.com.
This is your boy, Kirk Starr, reminding you for the best tips and advice on the music business. Don't forget to tune to HipHopNationalRadio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. on the East Coast, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 5 p.m. on the West Coast. Don't forget to request my new single, Night Showers.
All right, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. If you guys are listening in by your cell phone, or you're listening in by your computer, I'm going to invite you right now to call in 213-559-2995. Again, it's 213-559-2995. Also, press the number 1 and let us know that you want to get engaged into the conversation. Right now, we're talking about experience versus trial and error. Well, part of your experience here is to upload your music so we can connect to it. That's at www.hiphopnational.com. And just, you know, hey, let us connect with it, man. There's no sense of going through the trial and error of outsources out there. You can do it right here with some experienced personnel that we bring in to evaluate your music and tell you, give you at least a heads up of what direction you can be going in. www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. Raw Dog, back to the topic. seems like we lost DJ Marathon, but that's okay. I'm sure he'll be calling back in sooner or later. All right, Rob, you there?
I'm here.
Did I lose you?
Are you there? Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Well, Rodo, when it comes to, I know when you first started that studio, your intentions was by, it sounds like it was by passion. What made you decide to turn it into business?
What made me decide to do what?
I didn't into business. What
say
made
that again?
Decide to turn it into a business-making machine where you started to invite others, charge others for the process so you can get a return on the investment. What took you there?
Well, see, what happened is that, you know, the Pied Piper. Now that sounds funny, but there is a Pied Piper theory, okay? The Pied Piper theory is this, okay? The Pied Piper had a claim that of being a flutist and that, you know, he could take all the rats out of the city. You remember that story? And so what happened is that people didn't believe him. So he proved that he could do, and the followers came. See, let me say this to you, and I'm not trying to put down hip-hop artists, but their arrogance is just one of their stopping points. You know, I have a relative that's got a community center who's got a studio in his community center, and I instruct there. And the thing about it, in trying to mold the young minds to understand what this formula of the music industry and their productions should fall under, I have received attitudes as though they know more than what I know. Now, there's a stopping stone for a lot of hip-hop artists. And the older you get, you only repeat something maybe once. Okay? But when you say it, you're telling them how to do, and they don't listen. You know, I've had artists that curse. I've had artists that want to make a production talking about murder and shooting somebody and what have you, and I've told him that's not worthwhile and it's not going to make you money. Not that they don't have talent. I didn't say they didn't have talent, but the subject matter is not going to be embraced by a global community. It doesn't fit the formula that those that are making money in this music industry are following. You know, they want to be renegades. They want to be bad boys. They want to be gangster rappers. Well, okay, fine. But the renegades were when you had people like Nate Dogg, you know, and they were talking about regulating. That came, that era, that time it passed. That song was one that stood out because it was the only song talking about regulating and, you know, it in a gangster mode, you know, and it was accepted. It was embraced. It was something different. How many cars can you invent? How many Chevrolets can you invent? They've already done it. So why would you try to have a manufacturing firm and put out the same car and calling it a Chevrolet? And it looks like a Chevrolet, and it sounds like a Chevrolet. They've already done it. So I ran into issues with the young people, you know, and it's been years, and I've watched their careers, and they've done nothing. But I don't waste time with them. I give the young artists one chance, like most people in the industry. We don't have time to babysit. This is a business. This is, I hate to say it like this, but I want them to catch the tag. It's a dog-eat-dog business. You might as well understand. My nickname, Raw Dog, okay? But it's a dog-eat-dog business, and you got to understand that, hey, when you bring it in such a fashion, you own it, you are a character, you are original, and you can make it. We've had so many people submit things to the studio, and they have skills. But to get to them and to work with them, they don't see it. They don't. They think they can do it all themselves. Greed is a terrible thing. The record industry, there's so many hands that are helping these artists get to the top. It's not a greed. It's share the wealth. How high do you want to go? Share the wealth. You know, that's just like if somebody's building an airplane. Do you think that the engineer that designed that plane isn't getting paid good? He may not be getting as much as the CEO of the company, but they're paying him good. Share the wealth. Share the spotlight. When you see people getting Grammys, you see an entourage of people going on that stage. Share it. Because, you see, you're only one person. One person cannot take on a battle of many. He's got to have his back covered. He's got to have his back just insured. See, the road to success is paved with a lot of casualties. You know, trial and error, okay. The trial and error can carry you out of the business. There have been many that have come, and where are they now? So when we talk about this industry and we talk about the trials and what have you, just like the DJ came on and I made the statement, he went too big. It doesn't take that. It takes the knowledge to understand if you have the right equipment and it is affordable. It's not like you've got to go and sell your children. You know, but it might take a slow process of achieving and putting it together. I didn't tell you I went out and bought everything for my studio in one night. See, there's the catch to it. No one taught me, so I had to learn. I hear a lot of people talking about the operating system Pro Tools. It's an excellent one. I own it. But I've got a Mac, and Logic Pro is equal to Pro Tools. To some points, it's better than Pro Tools. And then, you know, what we're talking about is the software and what have you, and we spoke about this on shows before now, where I told the young people, if you're trying to do a studio, keep up with the software, but realize there are times to buy that software. When you don't have to upgrade your operating system once you install your operating program for your music, the DAW, you know. You know what DAW is, don't you?
Digital Audio Workstation. Is that what you're talking about?
That medication.
Are you referring to that, sir?
You go and hug your doctor on Monday and tell him your new prescription is working for you. That is working for you. But you're right. You're right. You're totally, totally, totally right. And so what happens?
Yep.
I think it's working too good. You're getting a little too happy.
Kick it in over here.
Hey, life is good. And
hey,
guess
Rock,
what?
One thing I can tell you, man, I don't profess to know it all. I really don't. But some of those things I am. But I can say this. I have learned as much from this show as probably anybody who would tune in and listen. This is the program is built on a great foundation of learning this craft through others' experience. I love that because it really does save you that trial and that error. If we can get more people involved for them to get out there, if you guys are listening right now, we need your help. We need you to put on your Facebook, join us right now at www.hiphopnational.com. That right there, it helps us get the word out. We don't want to be here just me and him alone talking to you guys. We want you guys actively involved. We see you on the board, but we can't do anything unless you press the number one to join in the conversation. We like your participation. We like to hear your voice. We want to connect with not only your voice but your music. We want your music playing on this program, www.hiphopnational.com. I'm waiting for your upload right now.
No, listen to it. Listen to it. You know, we had three yesterday and four the other day, and they're coming in, and you know, hey, we're going to get them in the rotation, you know. But that's the thing about it, you know. I got to say this to you, and you know, when I was younger and as an artist and what have you, trying to get out there, we didn't have the recording equipment because I would have definitely have submitted it. But there's a fear. Don't get it wrong. Each artist has a little fear of rejection, and that rejection is that the public doesn't understand them, or the public, you know, you've heard that word, haters, you know. And the thing about it is that, you know, in this industry, you got to realize something. It takes courage. It takes courage. The butterflies are going to be there. Even the big ones that have been making millions, they get butterflies before they go out because guess what? The effort to give the best is what those butterflies are about. It's about generating the soul so it can shine, you know. And then don't get it wrong. It's part of being human. You know, and you hear some of the artists that have been out there for years talking about every time they go out, they get butterflies. But that's part of what it takes in giving yourself as an entertainer, because what you want them to do is understand and appreciate and to embrace your talent. Michael Jackson. See, you know, when we think about great artists like Michael, you know, we have to realize that this guy couldn't sleep because of the fact he was afraid of failure. He was afraid of coming up short and a negative statement about his performance would be spread around the globe. Michael doesn't have any more. Michael's losing it. You know, but we never heard about a flaw in any of his performances. And that's because he was that deep of an entertainer, and he was going to do that. And he wasn't there for the negative. He was only going to receive the positive, you know, and that would have destroyed him for the negative to be said about him performing. You know, I mean, let's be honest, James Brown, you got to look at it. Even when he got up in his declining years, he didn't add anything really new to his performances. He owned everything he did. Only one James Brown, only one Please, 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 that he owned, and he never let anybody down. He never let his audiences down to the last of when he performed. So we got to understand that, you know, that everybody's not going to make it. But let's put it like this. Those that are trying to make it, they need a hand up. They need a hand out there. They need to understand how to correct some of the mistakes. You know, they're going to make errors. But within making errors, you know, what doesn't break you makes you stronger. You know, it's like putting the mental fat of, oh, I learned that. You know, that's just like, you know, when we started out in school and, you know, addition and subtraction. We'd get it wrong and then we'd get it right. So in this industry, and I got to say this, you got to be multifaceted. You just can't, you know, singers going in as singers still have to be business-minded. You know, just like you said earlier, you know, a guitar player going in, he's still got to be business-minded. And there's so many avenues, you know, there's copyrights, there's, you know, collaborations in your work. And if it's going somewhere, what am I to expect from that? Am I being contracted to be paid for what I've done up front and that's all I'm getting? Or am I in doing this and I'm going to get a percentage if there's any revenue to be made off of this production? See, there's a lot of business points. So as a singer, you could go in as a background singer in a studio setting, and you could be paid just like a job at the end of the recording session, or let's just say, hey, you took a percentage of the production. You know, I mean, there's business to be done, just like the rappers. Can you be a hype man instead of the front man? Do you want to work? Do you want to make money? You know, we get a lot of different individuals looking for work in this industry, and if they were to talk, as many people as we have dealt with and talked with, we have a network of people looking for people. We've got people, we've got writers, Captain Poetry. You know, he's got lyrics and lyrics and lyrics to sell. You know, what if we had an artist looking for some lyrics? Could we put them together? Oh, yeah. Do we know distributors? Oh, yeah. Do we know platinum producers? Yes, we do. You know, so when we talk about experience and trial and error, I guess all you got to do is sit down and talk to real people, and we're real people. There's a lot of bourgeoisie, wannabes, make-believes, and what have you. That's just like Chris and his wife. You know, they've got the connections. You know, it's like poetic. You know, you could pick up the phone and say, hey, but people have to step up instead of this trial and error. Knock on the door of people that have the experience and the numbers, you know? We've had people from Def Jam call in on this show, you know, that you've got the connections with. You know, I'm up in Washington State. You're down in Florida. We got the United States from East Coast to West Coast. You know, so the funny part about this, and I like this subject, you talked about experience and you talked about the trial and the errors. I told you, there is a formula. We don't, you know, give it away.
Think about this. Let's talk about the formula that's always been in place when it comes to, let's just say, if you was to do a startup of a label. People don't realize that the formula has always been in place. It's not like it's reinventing the wheel. Through the experience of what we saw Capitol Records do and we saw Universal, we are able to actually step into that entrepreneur set mind and kind of follow the protocol in which they conducted business and then be creative and innovative along the way to make it different. But the path was already set. Where you go out, you find talent, you either rent a studio or you got a studio like Runoff. You hire an engineer or you might be the engineer, you know. But you got to mix it. You have to master it. Then you have to set up your arrange your cover art, and you know, now you know we don't do CDs as much, but you got to have some kind of graphic way of promoting yourself. All of these things has always been in place. It's how you go about it. You can get it from the ears of, you know, through your ears through this program, or you can read a book. But it's not like it's not there. The information is a very powerful thing. It's how you go about getting it. And I, right here at Hip Hop National, we've made it an audio form of getting it and connecting with industry insiders, experienced people, platinum producers, filmmakers, all kinds of those people. All those people have graced this show. And we want you from the bottom up. You know, you started from the bottom, now you're here. You know what he was saying there? Hey, he started from the bottom, but now he's here through a wealth of experience. He's been doing it, and now he's there. That's what it takes. It takes progress. Start with baby steps, and then you keep on doing it. You keep on pushing. Eventually, you're going to get there. But you can also, instead of getting slapped across the head along the way on everything you're doing, start drawing from the experience, from the wisdom of the people in front of you or around you.
That was most excellent. I mean, I don't know how truer you could put it to the people. And you know what?
Take my medication today.
And I love the new doctor, man. You continue to go back to that. Hey, doctor got you right on point. Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you like this. You know, hey, and the funny part is that The people that are not, how would you say, able to adapt or to present themselves and communicate, they're not going to make it in the industry. You know, an attitude or a closed mind is going to be shut down, no matter how great the talent that they possess. You know, talent is one thing. You know, to be able to be projected out here in the world, you know, and get that fan base and what have you, you know, it takes an intelligent mind. And not, you know, a bad boy, nah, you know, there was a time where that facade was something that, you know, they thought it was the character. In hip-hop, you know, the bad boy. And they even had the label, Bad Boys, okay? But you have to remember that that was just a front. When you think about Tupac, and, you know, he went to Juilliard. You know, I mean, he was a student. He wasn't a bad boy, not in class. He was just a average, everyday student who learned how to act, who learned how stage presence, you know, and all of that. And then he took on the persona by the point of pulling together a fan base and rocking the show. You know, and he it was gangster love. But, you know, he was a very intelligent young man. I mean, you know, if you were able to have talked to him and found out some of the books that he's read and some of the things that he knew intellectually, you would find, wow, I see the persona. I understand you think you can walk on the wild side and everything is going to be okay. And that's what caught him up, and that's what took his life. That character going further in real life instead of taking that character and putting them in the closet and just living and being a normal, God-fearing human being instead of a tough guy. But see, you know, the thing about it, how do you get to a guy when he has an entourage of bodyguards? The only way was is that the bodyguards had to leave their guns. That's the only reason that Tupac is dead. And one of his bodyguards said they were ordered not to carry their guns. Okay. Now, that's what they were paid to do. They were paid to protect. You know, you might have a bulletproof vest, but when people are shooting, if you don't have something to shoot back, you're going to wait till the bullets stop. You know, was it a setup? Okay, that's part of that bad business, bad boy, the music industry, the rumors, you know, that he was changing labels and all of that, and Suge didn't want him to do it. So, you know, but he found he had caught wind that there was a signing coming up and he was leaving. There was the money guy going. You know, this industry, like I try to say, is dog eat dog. You need good people on your side so you can rise, so you can be legitimate. So you get that mentoring that says, this is a job. That's the character that I project when I'm out there on stage. But this is who I am. Just a human being. Just as vulnerable as a baby. You know, and hey, reality may suck, but reality is what's all around you. Open your eyes, get it right, and everything will work out all right. You know, we've been talking to a lot of artists. We've been talking to a lot of different individuals, and I think a lot have learned, you know, especially with the different subjects that we've come up with. I mean, you know, I don't know. What do you think, Poetic?
Well, I think with the talking with the artists is great, but connecting with their music is what we want more of. You know, we do want to kind of fine tune it for the purpose of commercial use of it. Because don't get me wrong, if we can get them to understand that, like we were saying, this is a business. We understand that it was that business is being always circulating. Your music is the main thing that you want to do, and sometimes the language in which we receive a lot of it. Like earlier, you said we got three, we got four. We actually get way more than those three or four. It's just that three or four of them are actually listening.
Okay, you're right on that. You're right on
that. You know, and it's like it. What we want, don't get me wrong, we play all genres of music here. We play hip hop, pop, R&B, rock, country. It doesn't matter. We play, it's et cetera here. However, what we ask that you do is clean it up. So with hip hop with a twist, part of our program is education, teaching you the business, and that's where the twist come in at. So that's why you hear the talk on Monday and Tuesday. Now we got a new format. So just to let you know, our talk part of the program is Monday, Tuesday. But Wednesday through Saturday, we play your music. We connect it with it. The more we can get your music on here and connect with your community, the better we are to get all together, working together hand in hand. And the reason why we ask that you clean it up, because we want all those ears to be able to embrace your music. Not to mention, we're looking for music where we can probably get into a, because we know music supervisors. People, we have music supervisors come on to the show. That means that they have the ability to put your song in a movie and even a commercial. And that's the kind of stuff that we want to connect with right here on Hip Hop National. Just to let you guys know, we're going to have to take a brief break. I want you guys to understand the process is not only to upload your music, but to also back your music up with something that other people know about it. Example, I'm going to play a song that I kind of like, and I just like the person who has done it. So, and right now, I'm actually giving her a little extra. But I'm doing it for a reason. I want you to understand what others are doing to get other people to their music. So y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio.
This is the one and only Gabby Cashmere. Shout out SA Texas, Triple D. It's about to go down right here, right now on Hip Hop National. Debuting my new song, Red Lipstick in the AK. Go cop that. It's on iTunes. And you can link up with me at my website, GabbyCashmere.com, on my Twitter, at Gabby's Life. DJ, drop that.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Dr. A.T., and it's Spotlight Time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight Time. It's my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashmere. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick in the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashmere.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, less so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
With an AK flow, it's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'm unload. First word, books that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill, kill that show, get that dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I got a teacher. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. I got a good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach body, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girl's out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he's choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood.
To Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's the producer extraordinaire, Mega the Man, giving a shout out to Hip Hop National Radio, where you find out all the works of how hip hop moves. Get with the movement and tune in to Hip Hop National.
So you say you want to be a star. Well, you need coverage, mentorship, and most of all, you need to be a total package. Look no further. All you have to do is log on to www.hiphopnational.com. It is simply that easy. Let the experts help you climb the ladder to success. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
All right, guys, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We want to connect with your music. I need you to call. I'm going to say log on to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. We're looking forward to connecting with you, get to know you as an artist, and see how we can help you take your thing a step further than what you're already doing. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight we're talking about experience versus trial and error. And we're back into the topic. We're going to go to Raw Dog. Raw Dog, if you guys want to join us, please press the number one. That would allow us to know that you are wanting to speak, or call in at 213-559-2995 if you're listening in by your computer. You now, hey, Rodolph,
we're back. Yep. What you want?
what do I want, Rodolph? I want to kind of take it down the Yellow Brick Road for a second. When we were talking about what it takes to actually get into trying to being your own publisher, your own. Let's say your own record label, you're taking ownership of what you're doing. People will not find you if you don't learn how to market. Marketing is a tool that is not just predictable. There is a formula to marketing. However, you have to be creative and kind of out of the box with it. Would you agree with that,
Lord
Dog, or not?
Well, innovative, yes. Creative, yes. But there are portals to travel. That was Star Trek-ish, wasn't it? Now, what I mean by that is the fact of marketing, there are zonal individuals that are in different zones that, you know, like I said earlier, you got to share the wealth. That one person carrying it here, carrying it there, and what have you, you have to have the proper representation in communicating with the distributing and promoting entities. Because, see, like you're talking about a product, not necessarily a booking of you doing live performances, because even if you were thinking in those two different zones, let me say it like this. There are agents that can get you into the opening acts and what have you for shows that are coming up. They have the telephone numbers. They have the connections. They're in the network. When you're talking about the product and marketing it, there are people that you can contact that this is what they do. They have the telephone numbers and the directions and the doors to get people in listening in your product. But, you know, that old statement, you've got to share the wealth. You've got to be able to, willing to add the right individuals onto your team in this business. See, because guess what? You can think you know it all, but, you know, an attorney will be able to interpret contracts, you know? I mean, you can take the long way around and carry it yourself and ride the bus from city to city, or you can get in touch with the right individuals that, hey, they've got the hookup on the Internet that they can send it to a friend. And that friend is someone in the industry. You know, there are portals to travel that make your journey easy. But don't be discouraged and blame it on haters and what have you. It might be the product itself is lacking. See, we have to be able to understand the terminology of taking it back to the drawing board and creating in a formula point that the music industry has set up and embraced in the music distribution and sales all these years. Think about it. There are songs of music has been selling for years and years. How do you get yours to be in that same category? Well, there's the formula, the portals of the people knowing how to market and what have you with the right connections. They're there, but you have to share the wealth, but the product has got to be worthy. The booking agent is going to come and see you so he knows who he's representing and what you've got to offer that he can go and market with someone that is looking for you as an act. Not just because you walk up and, you know, they tell you, oh, there's a bunch of A&Rs in the audience. You're going to have to do some type of display that this person believes in your talent. And if they do, there's no money up front, but there's a contract. They're not going to work for nothing. They're not going to go home and find out their lights are off or there's an eviction notice on their door or the repo man's there for their car. They've got overhead. They're business people. This is a business industry. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it wrong. Get it in the right perspective that, hey, if you're trying to get into this business, it's about doing business. It's about connecting and following the dots and listening and growing and being able to adapt and to take in what we call as critiquing. You might call as criticism, but it's critiquing. You know, I've talked to a lot of different artists, and I've tried to explain to them it's not acceptable, the product that you're trying to get aired on the radio. Critiquing them. Not telling them that, you know, hey, they don't have skills. I try to bring that up before I critique them so they don't get offended or get the wrong point. I'm only trying to make them strong enough to be in front of the door for success. Understand, it's called who's in control. You'll find out that those that are willing to risk want to be able to risk their money to a multitude of many rather than just to a small group. And that's what music is about. They want to be able to invest and open up the door to everyone rather than just people in one county, in one city. So you have to think globally to be successful. What do you think about that, Poetic? Is that am I speaking the truth? Or is it a point that, you know, you feel as though that, you know, I've left something out? Are you there?
No, I mean, Rado, you're right on point, actually. You know, you have to have that global mindset. Because, don't get me wrong, if you have a narrow mindset on your marketing and your approach, be honest with you, if you just have a limited mindset, that means you're going to reach a limited amount of people. And within that limited amount of people, let's just say that the law of average. The law of average, if you kick out a million people, a million emails, let's just say a million emails, the law of average say you're going to get about 10% of that. So you may hit, 100,000. So if you limit it to just that 1 million, whereas you can go global, and I'm just giving you a law of average, and say, let's say you hit 10 million people because you went global. Now, you may have a million people that actually bought your stuff.
Right.
You know, exactly. But if you have, if you have that limited mindset, you've also limited your mindset. I'm going to say you limit your pocket potential of what you can earn as an income. And then you also limit your longevity.
Exactly. You know, and the thing about that is that, you know, the funniest thing, there was a show that was on one of the music channels, and we were watching it, and they showed these huge mansions. It was a mansion that they showed on television that had 109 rooms. Okay? 109 rooms. There was rooms. 109 of them.
What did they need that many rooms?
Okay, but wait a minute. Now, my 13-year-old daughter, she was watching it. She says, "Ooh, that would be great." And my son, who's 21, he said, "Wow, we could move from room to room and never clean a room." And I go, "Hey, that's the mentality." My wife looked at me and she goes, "Why?" Okay. Can you imagine? And then she says, it costs $1 million a year for upkeep on that mansion. And I go, ooh, okay.
Probably more than $1 million, brother.
But you know what the catch to this is?
Yes.
No one ever stays for any great length of time. It keeps getting turned over next. It's not realistic. You know, you think of 109 rooms, and my daughter, 13 years old, said, we could have one room for cotton candy. And then we started joking around, and I said, well, yeah, okay, and we'd have one room decorated for Easter, and then we'd have another room decorated for Christmas. And I said, when people come over to visit, we'd give them 5 minutes to look at each room. And we sat down, and we said, but they'd never have a chance to talk to us, Dad, because that would take 9 hours and 5 minutes. For them to see every room, and I go, yeah, and we'd be moving out because they'd be staying too long. It's just that the whole thing about, you know, this music industry, when you said longevity, you know, and all of the flash and the videos and what have you, I think that is something that has hurt the young artists, is as they see all, you know, they see the Lamborghinis and they see all the bling and they see, you know, the big mansions and they, you know, and they pop bottles and you go, wow, that's unreal. And it is. It's not normal. And there's where the casualties come with the artists thinking that's the lifestyle and they're not earning a salary. See, when you get into this music industry, you can be employed steadily and making a decent living. You know, and these are the points where you have to think about is where you want to get into. If you want to be in this industry, you got to be able to eat, sleep, and pay your bills and what have you, and your rent and your insurance for your car and all these things. And that's where you want to understand you want stability over a length of time that you can actually enjoy who you are. Not who they see, but who you are. And this is where we've been trying to get to these artists and understand. Let's take away all the flash. Because if there weren't videos, we would think all artists are just normally individuals. They go home after they perform, just like you and I do, Poetic. You know, they put on jeans and sweatshirts, and they sit around the table and they eat. They laugh and talk with their children. But that video world has got, you know, people walking around down the street with guns and what have you. They've got people, you know, just out there making it rain with dollars. I saw where, you know, what is that, Diamond down in Atlantic? There's a strip club called Diamonds. And the artists were going in there, Lil Wayne and Birdman, made $250,000 worth. It rained $250,000 that night. No, they bought $100,000 in champagne, and then they made it rain $150,000. There were so many dollar bills on the floor that they said that it was hanging from the chandeliers and the floor was covered. What kind of ridiculous $250,000 in one night? That's why. That's not the lifestyle. That's a fool's paradise. Would they ever get a dollar of mine? Hell, I mean, no, they wouldn't. And the reason is that guess what? If you're not going to help the people and help someone that needs that help, I'm not going to finance the fool in you. How many people are starving? They're throwing away $250,000 at a club in one night. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Not can I imagine it. I've seen some of these killers sometimes, man. they throw their money up in the air. And don't get me wrong, man, they're balling, and it's the same people. Don't get me wrong, Ronald. The same people often, they wait till the end of the week. They get their paycheck from their job. They make it rain in the club, and then they complain for why they're not making it in the industry. Because they're investing their funds for show.
Well, you know that old statement? Karma will come back and bite you in the butt. Lil Wayne's having seizures. You know, he's got medical problems. What if he'd have gave back to the people? What if he'd have helped a homeless person? You know, when you start thinking of $250,000 in one night, my God, somebody could have been helped. And as many things as I've seen in this world and so many people that, you know, they evicted a soldier, a vet who was in a wheelchair out of his family home up here in Washington State. I mean, they carried him out, the police. He couldn't even help himself. People were laying down in the streets protesting against the police evicting him. But another conglomerate had come in and his house had been foreclosed on. Here he is. He couldn't even help himself. You mean to tell me somebody served this country and nobody was there to help him? What would that $250,000 have done for him that they threw up in the club? We talk about it. We say about it. We want the young people to stand for the right things. We want them to be in the right mind. And, hey, you know, I think we're going to achieve that. I think the eyes are opening and they're understanding that in this music industry, I want to take on a job. I am going to be an entertainer, and it is a job. When it's over, I go home. It's not about what the people see. It's about who I am and what I'm about. And that's it. Cast that shadow. Make it in a more positive way. You know, you see it from other people in other genres other than hip-hop, but stand up, you know? Let's get more people in line. Let's get them to thinking in the positive rather than all the explicit language and all the demeaning names that they put for females. And we don't care how bad you are. Just follow the formula of music. You know, I may piss some of them off, but guess what? Those that I piss off, I really don't give a damn. Because guess what?
Did you just say that? Okay.
Because you know why? Yeah. Later on, they're going to find out, hey, all I tried to do was tell them the truth. Yeah, so okay. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I am here, sir.
I thought you
were. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right up. We do have a caller. Let's include this caller. We do coming to the end of the show though. 909-936.
Hey, how brother's doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Oh, I cannot complain, man. Got another day to live, man. Another day to enjoy life, the blessing of life.
Yes, sir.
What was the topic for the day?
Who is this?
This is Ipiani Locker, the Motivational Realization.
Okay.
I thought he could recognize your voice. See how your medication's wearing off, poetic.
I can't complain. What was the topic for the day?
We're talking about experience versus trial and error. And, you know, as you know, man, we bring a lot of wealth of experience to other people's lives who actually done some things in this business, who's made these connections. And we try to bring it to the forefront for these young, the young up-and-coming who's trying to get in the game. And we just letting them know that the trial and error is not necessary when you can go through the route of experienced personnel.
That's the truth. I totally agree. To me, it sounds like wisdom. Go seek the wisdom. That's a life lesson right there. As a lot of these knots on their heads don't have to be on their heads if they seek guidance from others that have made their way down each respective path. And it's really a good way to it's almost like a speed boost or a warp or something. You don't have to go through those experiences when you find someone that's already been through it and they're willing to help you. And that's the whole thing. There's a lot of people out here that are really, really willing to help you and guide you, but you have to humble yourself and ask for their help, you know. It's no shame in asking for someone's guidance or someone's wisdom to help you gain a better understanding on how to approach your craft to make the impact that you want to make through your life, through your talents and your skill sets, you know?
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you, man. And I wish you would have joined us a lot early. Can you dig in on this thing?
I'm so sorry about that, brother. I was kind of sleeping. Now I'm out here at the park. I'm exercising with my mom right now, just taking care of the temple. I got your message. So my minutes are kind of high, so I'm calling, you know. It's like 45 minutes. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you checked in and just for that total blow, because I tell you, just like this, what you just said was strong.
Exactly. Better late than never, and I think it was
Hallelujah.
The right time.
Well, hey, he always lining up on the right time. We all on his time. So thank you, brothers, for the invite, and I'll definitely try to get there early, a little early next time so I could enjoy. Because thank you as well, because I appreciate the wisdom and guidance that you guys are putting out there, because I'm kind of like in the middle. I'm a little older, but I'm not saying I'm old yet, you know what I mean? I'm still in the 18 to 35 demographic, so it's still a lot of things that I'm trying to accomplish, and thank you for sharing
your
understanding. Well, thank you, sir. That's what my mom says all the time, too, you know what I mean? But you know how it is.
Hey.
But thank you. Thank you for what y'all are doing and help planting those seeds of hope and faith into other people's lives, so thank you.
Well, God bless you, man. Hey, you
God
know
bless
what?
And you
caught us right before we were going to hit the music button. It's my job to keep Poetic in line. His medication card kicked in right on the money, but he knew who he was talking to. He just got lost when he hit your button. But we appreciate you calling. Poetic, we're going to the music.
Sir. All
right?
All right.
All right.
All right.
God bless
y'all,
brothers. Yeah, have a wonderful day.
This is Dr. Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A. T.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. A. T. Dr. A. T. Dr. A. T.
Next on deck. One more round.
It's one more round. Let's go. MRA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Look good, feel good,
yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crown. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round,
round, round,
round. One more round, one more round.
One more, let's go.
One more all your pain away, dance up your problems, sweating out the bad days, feeling so right at an all-time best, looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever and don't forget? Smile every time when I'm taking my pics, cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow, got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow, and pour shots till they get the last drop, then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night, but tell me how you feeling, just one more, feel it. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round. What about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round.
One more round.
One more round. One more round. One more round.
Hey, let me get one more round. Boy, you shut this down, down.
Next on deck, I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on.
Like a pill, riding real slow. Got a pocket full of bro, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on their train. With the real big rim, car sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button, and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see them diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad, cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
get your swing on. Paint dripping, screens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scottie Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lac with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this, we've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player, I run around with tycoons. I'm swaggin', grip, grip, grippin' on the grain.
I'm swaggin',
paint drip, drippin' in the lane.
I'm swaggin',
rim still spinning like gold. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me close. Nebraska on the plate, and I represent the O. I'm swaggin', get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin',
get your swang on. Get your swang on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swang on. Get your swang on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swang on. Get your swang on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swang on. Get your swang on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swang on. Get your swang on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swang on. Get your swang on.
I'm swinging.
Get your swang on. Get your swang on. I'm from the bed. We started off with Dayton's and Vogue. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doors. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. If you ride shiny clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player, go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing, go on swing, go on swing. You got diamonds in your chain, let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill. I'm swing, get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now. Been debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip.
It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, Bruce, that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill, kill that show, get the dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. Get something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the
rise, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the Limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, six in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, six in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
Going What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise. And you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight.
This rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. This is something that me conjure. Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Yeah, now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong. Trumpet blaring, Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thongs. No, read up on your words too, and don't be quoting songs. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. Came and died for the homies. Got enough blood for you and also for your homies. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Confess it back, please from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. Omega the creator, the final way maker on top and ungreater. Just know that Satan is a lying full-fledged hater. He can hate all he wants but can't stop God's favor. See God can make it possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry. To the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, nerdy. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. 2 Chainz, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you make me feel. Yeah, that's how I feel. Baby, you know the deal.
lover because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction, and did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. To my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Raw Dog Production. I'm Dr. A.T., damn it.
I'm Dr. A.T., damn it.
I wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation without having to dig deep into my pockets. I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me, and think the world love me, and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie, and if I'm platinum plaque. Ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze it? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one Rhodes Scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind till my very last breath.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.